Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Liverpool won't have local emergency department services available on weekends, but it will have 24-hour service through the week. Nova Scotia Health announced Thursday that it's introducing, quote, expanded and consistent hours for the Queen's General Hospital Emergency Department. Beginning March 1st, the ER will be open for 24 hours from Mondays at 8 a.m. to Fridays at 1:30 p.m. It will close on Fridays at 1:30 p.m. until Mondays at 8 a.m. Nova Scotia Health says the change increases the department's weekly operating hours from about 35 to just over 100. Leslie Oliver is the Executive Director of Community and Rural Health in the Western Zone for Nova Scotia Health.
This temporary schedule that was developed in collaboration, again, with the emergency staff and physicians, really has tripled the amount of hours, or will be tripling the amount of hours that the emergency department is open for our community. And, you know, this is a positive news story for the community. It really is.
In the past few years, the emergency department of Queen's General has been hit regularly with temporary closures. Oliver says the new schedule will allow for better coordination with other hospital departments, such as laboratory, diagnostic imaging, and pharmacy services. She said virtual urgent care for certain conditions will still be available at the hospital 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. A triage nurse will be on duty during those times.
And a great number of the patients in the community who are presenting for the emergency department, they're actually appropriate for that virtual urgent care stream. So we would encourage them to take advantage of that opportunity as well.
Oliver said there is still a significant nurse shortage in the emergency department.
And we continue to try and find staff, to support that emergency department. We've really been committed to our recruitment efforts, and that's not going to change.
She said they plan to stick with this schedule until they can hire enough staff to return the Queen's General ER to a 24/7 operation.
We're hoping to provide this consistent ongoing coverage for the next several months, hoping to have more success in the recruitment area with more physicians coming on board and more nurses to support the department. But we don't have any plans on going back to an inconsistent coverage schedule. Our goal is to have that Queen's Emergency Department open 24/7, 365 days a year. That is our goal.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.